Ambassador Morris, it's been 10 months since the FOCA Summit, the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation Summit held in Beijing. What role has the meeting played in China-Africa cooperation, and more specifically between China and Seychelles?
Well, as you know, your president, President Xi Jinping, he had a very focused leadership with regards to putting more money to support the initiatives of FOCAC. He put an additional $60 billion to the program, and it was up to Africa to choose projects which had to be done through feasibility studies for investment. He had given eight main areas of focus, and as far as the continent is concerned, most of it is to do with infrastructure improvement, some technology transfer, some capacity building. But what was very important for us, like Seychelles, which is a very small, very fragile island in the middle of an ocean, and there are other small island states, is that for the first time, they considered that they should also assist vulnerable islands, what they call the peculiarity and the vulnerability of small islands. So we are very excited about this, because we know that we can access funds, for example, for climate change adaptation projects, for the blue economy, for maritime security. So these are some new areas that has been discussed, which we feel is going to play a major role in lifting the economic development of some of these island states.
And let's talk about the joint statement, because as we know, the joint statement from the follow-up meeting on the 2018 FOCA Summit was just released. What do you make of the statement? Like, what are some highlights that drew most of your attention?
Yeah, I think since the last 8 months, following the successful summit in Beijing, at head of state level, they created a strategy and also an action plan of how to implement. And what we all agree, all African countries, we all agree that the implementation of this first phase over the 8 months was actually quite successful. We all think that the systems put in place, in other words, there's working committees, there is follow-up that is being done, both by the Chinese side and by the African side. So Senegal and China co-chair this action team, and we are all in agreement that we've done good progress. Like I said again, I think where small island states is concerned, in the text of the joint statement, you will find that small islands is given special mention and special attention. And that is very encouraging.
And also, Seychelles is one of many nations that send up the Belt and Road Initiative. How do you understand this initiative?
We signed only recently the MOU, so we joined it very recently. But when you look at the old trade routes, you know, you find that Seychelles was in fact an island stopping location, especially to trade spices between the East and Europe through Seychelles. So naturally, we are along the old route. So it is only normal that we now, in the 21st century, make sure that we are part of the initiative. So what does it mean for us? When you look at Asia and Africa, our islands are geographically placed in the middle of the ocean, and we play a natural bridge between the two. So what we can do is improve our port facilities in Seychelles so that goods can come in transit between Asia, China, and Africa, and transit through Seychelles. So our port facilities can be upgraded so that we can play that role. But that's on the maritime side. But Belt and Road is not only hard things. It's also to do with air. So air transport is also a link. You know, so under the Belt and Road, we've argued that air transport is also important, linking China through Seychelles to Africa and other places. You know, so these are the two areas that we think are areas that we can benefit, and we are geographically well located for us to play that role.
Not long ago, you said Sisha is currently working with some Chinese banks and are hoping to sign a correspondent banking agreement soon with one of them. So how is that going so far? Is that a move to further safeguards around the banking sector from a financial stability point?
Yes, I think we are. We want to see the RMB more in our economy in Seychelles, the currency, the RMB currency. We want to put it more. We also want to build a reserve of the RMB in our currency, because we do get Chinese visitors to Seychelles, you know, and then we want to facilitate their spending in Seychelles. So one of the things we are doing now is with a bank here that has their own credit card, you know, so we want to also have that credit card accepted in our system so that the Chinese visitor is able to use their own credit card when they are doing purchases in the Seychelles. So this is what we are doing. Now, on correspondent banking, some Chinese banks were having correspondent banking links with some of our banks in Seychelles. But you know, over time, it is getting more and more difficult now for reasons of money laundering and terrorist financing and so on. So we want to develop better links with China so that we don't lose our corresponding banking. Because if we lose the correspondent banking, it is going to put our economy in jeopardy. You know, because we rely on a lot of importation. We're a small island, we import visitors, we have more visitors than the local population, and we cannot afford to have a situation where we will no longer be able to purchase goods from overseas, so it is vital for us that we have this. So I have a visit in the month of August to go to Shanghai to meet some of those banks so that we can finalize this.
Also, you mentioned what I like about the government-to-government relationship between China and Seychelles is that while they know we're small, they don't treat us as insignificant. Could you elaborate more on that?
Yeah, well, you picked up what I say. No, it's very true. I think one of the peculiarities of our relationship, which I really appreciate, you know, China is the largest country with the largest population in the world. And today China is a major power in trade, in commerce, in economy, and in many other fields. But we in Seychelles, we are the smallest island in the world. We are 90,000 people. You are 1.5 billion people. You know, we have a very small economy. But China treats us as an equal. You know, so they have this mutual respect for us, which we appreciate very much. So they like to also consult with us and see our opinion on certain things. And we feel that this is how we should go forward. You know, we need to have that respect. We need to dialogue, and China allows us to dialogue so that we can have that trust in everything that we do, whether it is in business, whether it is in politics, whether it's in international relations. It builds up that confidence and it builds up the trust. So this is why I like dealing with the Chinese.